Blog Talk Radio.
I'm your host, Martin Ranger. This is the Sports Lounge Live for a Sunday afternoon. I'll be looking forward to hearing my man, and here he goes, popping in. Lou Matic, what's up?
Yeah.
Here he is, Sunday. Yeah. Got this segment labeled Make It or Break, because this is going to be the turning point of the whole series. Of course, we stated that game four of last week was going to be a do or die situation for Golden State. And a plus situation for Cleveland if they were to choose to come out being the victor. But, of course, it worked out in the favor of Golden State. And so far, we're still along the lines of what you predicted. You predicted six games for Cleveland. I still have a chance to be alive because this game's in Oracle out of California here, 2-2. And there was many different things about game four that we're going to get into primarily, and just break it down. There's no need to talk about anything else because nothing else really matters right now. The NFL is basically out of training camp or OTAs, I would say, or mandatory team workouts. So we're not going to hear too much going on with that situation besides expert opinions. Like I said, baseball at this particular time doesn't matter because it's not late October or September. And so the NBA is at this height, biggest rating for a game four since 2004. I think that we have a lot to cover in this vast, quick 30-minute session right now. Lou, let's go ahead and recap game four because I noticed a couple of changes here. One being on the Golden State side, how they went ahead and started Iguodala, right? Took Bogut out of there, started Iguodala coming into the game, think it panned out. It was a good move, ended up being Iguodala 22 points, right? From bench to starter. And we always had conversations about his potential and how great he can be. Like I always said, you know, the Bulls need somebody like him. But unfortunately, they never got him when he was free agent from Philadelphia. Jimmy Butler ended up, you know, developing his skills, so now he's good enough. But I always like the way this guy, Iguodala, plays. Definite bona fide starter, borderline all-star, but nevertheless, coming off the bench and he just produces. Every time he's called on, he produces. I think people forget how talented he actually was in Philadelphia when he was playing for them. So let's start with that, Lou. What do you make of that?
Yeah, I think it was a very smart move on Kerr's part to start Iguodala. I think, me personally, I think he should have been starting the majority of these playoffs. Right? A smart move on their part because he is instant offense. He's good off the bench, but he's a lot more viable for you when he's starting. And you could start him at the three, you could start him at the two, you could even play a little bit of point guard as well if you can handle the ball. So that was a good move on Steve Kerr's part. And also you also got some contribution from Harrison Barnes in this game as well.
Absolutely, I'm with you. As like you said, you know, mentioning that the fact that he had instant offense, I don't want to use the oversight and say he plays pretty good defensively too. I think he's probably matched up well with LeBron, about as good as you can do against LeBron James. I mean, we have to take into effect that he is the best player in the NBA, and yeah, he's been averaging over 40 points, but he's been working for all of the shots. You know, he's been shooting less than 40% or close to 40% from the field based on the kind of defense that Iguodala has been playing on him. He's been somewhat of, like, you know, on him like glue. Like, he can't move one way or the other. He's just on him. So that's definitely a cause for a great coaching decision. And, of course, Harrison Barnes showed up. We finally had a Harrison Barnes sighting. You know what I mean? And even Draymond Green put up a little bit, but Bogut, of course, LeBron's head getting pushed out of bounds and his head hit the camera. So that was a tough foul, but, you know, LeBron had pretty much, in my opinion, a catch-up situation as to where when you exude so much energy, eventually that's going to catch up to you. You mean, you can't do it consistently forever. You know what I mean? He needs help. Dellavedova struggled a bit. I think he looked more or less like what he's been actually, you know, back to being, right? Just kind of a okay guy. But, I mean, he can't do it alone. I did like what Mozgov, right? Mozgov. Mm-hmm. That guy's good. Like, he's good enough, and he helped him out. Dellavedova can only do so much because, as you know, he started to fatigue a bit. He got dehydrated once again. And now, you know, we're coming into the session.
You know, I want to talk about Cleveland real quick. You know,
that's tough.
When I make my predictions on when teams are playing each other, I make them based off of what the teams are known to do. Now, when you have a team that is known to be successful playing a certain way, but they don't play that certain way anymore, yeah, of course you're going to lose. And what I'm talking about is why, after you play such a hard hustle game before that, you know, Dellavedova, you know, dehydration, you know, played, you know, excellent defense, Shepherd playing great defense, you know, Mike Miller, even though the little time he played, he came in there hustling, diving for loose balls. Everybody played good defense, and they controlled the tempo of the game. What happened in this game was the complete, absolute opposite. They decided to not to play good defense. And they decided not to control the tempo of the game. What they thought was smart to do was, hey, let's run the ball. Why are you running the ball against a team that wants to run? Why are you doing that? Now, you came out strong at the start of the game, but you can't play that through the all 48 minutes of the game. That's not how the Cavaliers play. You don't have, and especially you don't have the people on your team now that could possibly do that. Even with Irving there, there's still a slowdown team. Your team is better at a slowdown pace. And you're sitting here trying to run the ball, and Golden State, even though Iguodala had a great game, Thompson didn't play great. Steph Curry pretty much had an average game. You know, even the wide open, and they got a hell of a lot of wide open outside shots. I mean, everybody was pretty much sitting in the paint and just watching them shoot. And it was still a subpar game. You basically just gave this game away to Golden State. And I hate seeing stuff like that. It sickens me. Like, why are you playing like this? Why stop doing the things that work?
I think that's more or less, I got to fall on the coach, right? And like you said, you're true enough. You know, Klay Thompson didn't really wow us. I think he only had like either 10 or 9 points. We know Iguodala gave up 22, and I think Curry had somewhere around the same thing in the neighborhood. It was really additions of Harrison Barnes and Draymond Green. They actually played a whole lot better. Let me tell you something, another X factor for Golden State. If that guy, Sean Livingston, that guy, he's just – energy, instant hustle. He poses definite mismatch possibilities. When he's on the court, they just play a better tempo of basketball. We did have a David Lee sighting. He came in, he did what he did, didn't play many minutes, but hey, he was productive, right? When he was in there. Yeah. So it looked like they got a good combination of rush of great offense, great defense. Now, when I look at Cleveland, let me tell you something. It's LeBron, whether he had a hard game or not, he still put up a great effort, in my opinion. You know, actually, when he got hurt, that might have affected him going forward. And it's not to say he was going to be off to a fantastic start anyway, but it did help him. But then when you look at what Mozgov did, and it's like, man, and Tristan Thompson continuously giving you double-digit rebounding plus points, those three are doing their job. And, of course, Dellavedova struggled. But I'm going to tell you who's really choking in a moment. And it's really two players, and I got to put it on both of them. And that's Iman Shumpert and, of course, that guy J.R. or Junior Smith. See, I'm going to call him J.R. Smith when he comes to play, right? But when he doesn't come to play, he's Junior Smith because he's playing, you know, miles away from being a senior. That's for sure. And I tell you what, you know, didn't I tell you early on in the series, it's a mindset that you have to have coming into this game. And it's like his head is not in the game. It's just not. It's not, Lou. Since the series has started, I mean, he may have had one okay game, but truthfully speaking, he hasn't been existent in these whole finals. He really hasn't. He hasn't really contributed on a great level. His game has suffered a whole lot, vastly different than what he did against Atlanta. And if he doesn't get it going, they're not going to be able to sustain or support that. Now, a reason why Sean Marion is not on the court, I don't understand that. I don't get it. He's not injured, is he?
No, he's none of these guys, the guys that they have listed on the injured list right now, you have Marion, Haywood, Kendrick Perkins. None of these guys are injured. Now, Kendrick Perkins actually played 3 minutes in the last game, but no, I didn't even know he was there, so can't really count that.
Of course, towards the end when it was over, right?
Yeah, none of these guys are injured. None of them are injured. These guys are playoff-tested guys, Marion and Perkins, playoff-tested guys. Both of them have won championships on the team. You know, you're going to need some experience there, players that can do the job at their positions. Marion is going to do the job at his position. No decent defender. He can even hit some outside threes, and he's a high-energy guy. Perkins, bang down low, grab you some rebounds, play decent defense down low. Why are you not playing these people?
You know, I don't understand Marion. I'm starting to understand Mike Miller because it looks like he should just be a coach or something because every time he comes out there, it's like I got to get a guy crutches or something. Like he gets a hangnail and he can't perform anymore. I don't know. He doesn't look like he's healthy to me. Like and they need to – maybe he needs to sit and let Marion come in because – I know Marion can do something. He can give you something. Because what I'm seeing from Smith and what I'm seeing from, I was saying, Shumpert, I'm not going to really put it all. Shumpert had one pretty bad game, but he's been okay. He hasn't been the greatest. But the additions, what Mozgov and what Thompson are doing, that's what LeBron needs from the guard position. He can't do it all by himself. And, I mean Mozgov just looks spectacular. He was just very impressive to me. Thompson, even if he doesn't give you great points, he gives you hell of a defense and great rebounding. So it's like, you know, we have to figure out a way to make this thing work. And if they expect to win, because look, they're going back to Golden State. It's not going to get any easier. And I think this game pretty much propelled them to say, okay, we can take these guys. It's almost the same look in the eye after they faced off against Memphis. Remember, they were down 2-1 in that series, too. And Memphis is a more physical team than Cleveland. The difference between them two is that they are, as overall, that's what they do. They play defense. You have LeBron, so that makes it better, but it's like everybody else. It's like second nature, you know, people that are just done. You don't have Love. You don't have Irving. Now it's really going to really make sense as if they don't do something quickly to make this somewhat of a challenge. But I already said seven, and if should Golden State win tonight, I think Cleveland will pull out a game six in Cleveland. I think they'll pull it and they'll push or something. But I don't know. We'll have to see tonight. If I had to pick tonight, who do you have? Because in my opinion, it looks like Golden State based off what I saw Thursday.
Golden State's going to win.
You think so?
Yeah, Golden State's going to win. And I'm seeing the first, and I'm watching the game right now, just starting. And, you know, give it up. Cleveland, just don't even show up to play. Just don't bother showing up. You want to play Jekyll and Hyde the last game, play like a whole totally different team and not win, just forget it. Golden State wins the championship. I have no confidence in Cleveland anymore.
Oh, man.
Because that was it. That was their chance there. how I had it planned out was game one, Golden State, then Cleveland steals one in the second game, then they win the two games at home, and then coming back to this game, Golden State wins, and then Cleveland would close it out back in Cleveland. But that's not going to happen now.
Yeah, I tell you, it's going to be, I know it's going to be very, very,
God.
Very tough for them.
Shooting shots off the top of the
backboard,
man. Get this team out of here. Get this team out of here. I don't think I'm a bottle even watching the game.
You know, I'm going to tell you, it's going to be, listen, they was playing with, you know, they had a whole thing going. I just never thought that they could sustain that level of basketball with this many injuries. I just didn't see it. You know, I tried to, you know, bring out every type of formula or every type of scenario to say, okay, maybe I could see them kind of doing this, or maybe they come out like that. And look, I just didn't see it. And I was very surprised that they was even up 2-1. As a matter of fact, when you looked at it, you said, okay, well, maybe they could have even possibly had 3-0 if you look at it. But as the main, you know, look, after that game on Thursday, to me, it's very difficult for them because I think now they figured out the formula to beat them. And it's like, and I think they figured out what they have to do in order to just make it a difficult task for them. So it's going to be interesting to watch. You know, right now, what score? 2-2? That's what we're dealing with? Or
no, it's okay. 8. It's 8-2, and they just basically gave a layup line to Draymond Green down the middle of the dunk. Nobody did nothing at all.
Yeah, so this is starting off ugly already. And I don't have the game on now because we're on there, but I tell you what, it's coming. And I'm going to pay attention to how this thing is going to go down. You know, I'm just very, how would I say, man? I'm somewhat mystified. That's what, does it even look like Sean Marion is dressed? Is he out again? Because if he's
dressed,
then, you know. Yeah, did he dress?
Yeah, he's always dressed. See, that's the thing. They always have their uniforms on. They have their uniforms and their warm-ups on. He's just not playing them.
Yeah, he needs to get some kind of situation, shake up that lineup a bit, see if he can get a little bit of help. And I think, listening to some of the comments that were made and coming game, is that, hey, you know, we need to lean a little bit on those veterans. Had those veterans come in, you know, Marion has a lot of playoff. He has a championship with Dallas, been to the playoff a few times, right? You still got Miller, who's good to go to. Of course, you got LeBron. You have to just utilize your strength. I mean, especially when the rest of your team is struggling. And right now, J.R. Smith or Junior Smith struggles. We'll see what Amon Shumpert does tonight. You know, he's a good
defensive. He's shooting the ball off the top of that backboard, so I don't see any promise from him.
Is it really that bad, man? Is it that terrible?
Baseline three-pointer, top of the damn backboard. I'm surprised they didn't call out of bounds. It was out of bounds.
Goodness, boy. That is not a good situation. So, you know, if they're starting off like this, then again, we'll have to see and watch it play out. But I'm telling you, should Golden State win this game, I think Cleveland went back in Cleveland, and if it goes to a game 7, I got to go with Golden State at home. Mm-hmm. I guess I would have to. Because right now, and the way, you know, sometimes when we'll break it down, it's the way you lose. It's not necessarily if you lose. It's the way you lose sometimes. The game was close and it could have went either way. Either way, you could say, okay, that's going to happen. We'll expect it to be a different outcome. Next game, when you just get dusted and dominated like that, and that was a pivotal game, and you just get destroyed, like, man, I don't know what else you could do following that. That doesn't look great at all, so. Of course, LeBron is going to get a lot of the blame, and I don't think he should. I think he's really the primary reason why it's as good as it is. This team right here is not much different than the Cleveland team that went and faced off against San Antonio, in my opinion. I think you may even have better talent on that Cleveland team. If I can remember, was that the one with Mo Williams? You think this one's better? Minus Kyrie and Love.
You had Ilgauskas, Boozer, LeBron, and who was shooting guard then? I think Ricky Davis was there. I think he was still there with him then. Point guard was Eric Snow. Damon Jones off the
Snow
bench.
Again. Snow makes it to the finals from two different teams. But that Philadelphia team, I mean, what they did about as good as you can possibly do. You know what I mean? So, you know, it looked like Cleveland hit a three here. 8-5. Golden State just put a shot up that quick. Yeah, it is. Cleveland came back. Look like they're starting to get rolling now. 10-7. We'll see. It's going to be interesting to see. So, but I mean, primarily, that's what we kind of expected anyway. It's going to be a battle from the beginning. I think you can't overlook that. It's just going to be what it is. But now, so you don't think. So now, as far as your pick, you pick Cleveland in six games. You don't see that now. Now you see it the other way around? Or do you see seven?
I don't. If it goes seven, they're not going to win.
So you're still going to hang on to your pick, or are you going Golden State in six or seven?
Right now, I'm going to Golden State now because everything is just sloppy. Everything I see from Cleveland is real, real sloppy. And, again, they're not playing the perimeter. The perimeter defense is real weak. It's real weak. And look at Cleveland's bench. Look at all the players that are dressed out. All the players that they have listed not to play are dressed out to play.
Yeah, I don't get that at all.
The only suit I see on that bench for the player is Varejao.
Yeah, because he was done. When did he get injured? Did he get injured in the middle of the year?
Yeah, earlier in the season. That's why they went and got Mozgov.
Mozgov was good, man. I tell you what, if you have Mozgov, you have LeBron, you have Love, you have Kyrie Irving, they got to be the favorite next year. If everybody's healthy, this Mozgov is just, you know, demonstrating that he's really the truth. And I think from this, what's going on now, that they'll be definitely back in the hunt next season. How could you not pick them next season? I mean, pretty much everybody else is almost like in transition. The Spurs are in transition. Who knows what's going to happen with the Clippers? I mean, you know, DeAndre Jordan's not happy. He's going to try to find his way out of there. Although, nobody's going to give him max dollars. The best deal he's going to get is with the Clippers. He can't shoot free throws. And that's what it really boils down to. If he could hit his free throws, it might actually be where Golden State is. Because I felt like that was the best team. But Houston ended up beating them after 3-1 situation. And then, you know, Houston just pretty much got beaten 4-1, but they did play pretty competitive. That could have easily been a 7-game series itself, but just got outlasted. Gave up that game 5. Yeah, I don't know, man. You know, I think this is going to be somewhat of a competitive game, but I expect Golden State to win tonight. If they win tonight, I think Golden State will have the edge in the series. But if they lose, I think it'll be back to like what you say. I don't think they can beat Cleveland. And Cleveland will close out game. LeBron is definitely gone. You know what I mean? I think he'll find some way to carry that.
Yeah, they won't have to beat Cleveland. Cleveland will just beat themselves.
But it's like, I agree with you, but they don't have much. They really don't. From the guard position, I would say. as a shooting point guard. They don't really have anybody back there. Mozgov, or not Mozgov, I'm sorry, but Dellavedova is, he's okay. That's what he is. He's an okay player. He's a C-plus, B-minus player. Not an all-star, but somebody who's serviceable, right? He had a couple of big games where everything looked really great, but in reality, he's just a okay, average kind of guy. So that's primarily what I see. They try to make it more of a hype than what it necessarily needed to be.
How the media loves to work.
Unfortunately, that is what they're great at doing, right? Exaggeration. Never actually giving you a great show, but giving you an exaggeration of a show. So, Lou, one more comment about the game before we close it on out and catch these folks on Thursday. Anything you want to lay down for them?
Don't bother watching the game because the Golden State's going to win. Don't even waste your time.
Lou, it's like 14-10. I think it's going to be competitive, man. I think it's going to be competitive. I'm like this. Watch the game, but don't be surprised Golden State pulls it off. Right? Things fair. Things factual. So,
it is a fact.
Yeah. Let's talk about it. But anyway, I'm your host, Marlon Ranger. And, of course, you got my man, Mr. Lou Matic. I am the magician. We'll go ahead and leave you guys with that. Come in ready Thursday. Hopefully we'll have another champion by then. If not, we'll see. Ought to be good conversation either way it goes. With that, it's only right that we leave with beautiful music. Peace. Have a wonderful weekend. Yeah.